I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The White House today praised the agreement between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas for a prisoner swap. Israel says it will release about 1,000 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for one Israeli soldier. His name is Gilad Shalit, and he was captured while on patrol near the Gaza Strip in 2006. Daniel Estrin has a story.
Israelis have been waiting for this moment for the past 5 years, but no one expected it to come last night. Not even the senior news anchors of Israel's two main TV networks. One was on vacation, the other was getting married. But suddenly, Israel's cabinet ministers were hurrying to the prime minister's office to approve the exchange. Even before the vote, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was confident it would pass. He spoke in a nationally televised address.
Gilad yachzor l'Israel b'yamim akruvim l'chek mishpachto ve'amo.
Gilad will return to Israel in the coming days, he said, to the bosom of his family and his nation. Israelis have been celebrating in front of a tent next to the Netanyahu residence. The parents of the captured Israeli soldier pitched the tent last year to press the prime minister to strike a deal to release their son. Ohad Kaner isn't related to the soldier's family. He's just a regular Israeli who dropped everything, left his home, and sat with the soldier's parents in their tent every day for the last year. Now, he and the Shalits are packing up their things.
The next step is to destroy this tent, to go back everyone to his home and start his life.
Wow, I'm so happy. It's terrific, it's wonderful.
Dina Fogel has been a regular visitor at the tent, spending time with Shalit's mother.
I saw the smile of his mother's face, first smile in 5 years. I never saw her smiling. It's a great day.
It's a good feeling to know that, you know, your government takes care of you and the army doesn't forget its soldiers and, you know, returns them all back home.
Nadiv Deutsch is a soldier himself. He's on leave for the weekend. He heard the news last night during a military exercise in the West Bank. As an Israeli, Deutsch is elated. As a soldier,
I feel like it probably will be more dangerous because now Hamas and all terrorist groups know that this is what we fall for and this is what we can't stand. And I'm sure they'll try to do it again.
By that he means capture another Israeli soldier to exchange for more prisoners. So Deutsch is going to be a lot more careful. No more hitchhiking from the base back home. And he's going to make sure he's always armed when he leaves the base.
Before, I wasn't so worried about these things. But now that I know this is what they're looking for, you know, they're after the soldiers. They know this is what works for them and it's dangerous.
In Gaza, there were celebrations too. Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh threw candies to a crowd of cheering supporters last night. He promised this won't be the last prisoner exchange between Hamas and Israel. Israelis mostly support the deal to free Gilad Shalit after so many years, though some say it could have been done years ago. Still, there's some strong opposition among Israelis whose relatives died in Palestinian bombings and attacks. Some of them took to the streets last night, holding photos of their dead loved ones. They said the Palestinian prisoners have blood on their hands and they'll carry out more attacks once they're freed. Attacks like one that happened in this cafe, right across the street from the Shalit family tent. It's where 11 Israelis were killed and dozens injured in a 2002 suicide bombing. Chavi Glicksberg is eating lunch here with some friends. She says she hopes the days of terror attacks in Jerusalem are over, even after Israel frees the prisoners.
The fact that I'm sitting here is a celebration of life in Jerusalem. This is where I live. This is where I live. There were years when I was afraid to drive behind a bus in case it blows up in front of me. Of course, we celebrate being able to live.
The Israeli Supreme Court is now accepting petitions from those who oppose the prisoner swap, but the court is expected to allow the deal to go through. 5 years after he was captured, Sergeant Gilad Shalit could be home with his family sometime next week. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.